March 10th, 8 a.m. And looking at the agenda, we'll go to item number one, which is Pledge of Allegiance. So can we get that going, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great, thank you, thank you. So, going to item number two is a call, a roll call for the board of directors. If you hear your name, please signify by saying that you are present. And we'll begin with Director Fellow.
Present.
Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Trevino.
Present.
Director Santana.
Present.
And Director Chavez, myself, I am also present. So let the record show that all members are present for this morning's meeting. We'll go to item number three, adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second, Trevino.
It's been seconded by Fellow and, or the motion made by Fellow, seconded by Trevino. Any additions, corrections, discussion? If not, then let's take a roll call vote. We'll start with Director Fellow.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Trevino.
Aye.
Director Santana.
Aye.
And Director Chavez, aye. Item number three is passed on a 5-0 vote. We'll go to public comments. Then I'll ask Christy Hawkins, is there anybody in the public that wishes to address the board at this time?
Good morning, President Chavez. We received no written comments for the meeting today, and I see no hands raised at this time.
Okay, so we'll go ahead and continue on item number five, which are committee reports. There are three reports.
President Chavez, I'm sorry to interrupt. Right as we said, no hands raised. I did see a hand raised. It is Jeff Cable.
Okay. Welcome, Jeff.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for the opportunity. The last time I tried to talk to you, I had technical problems, and I suspect you couldn't hear anything I was saying. So again, my name is Jeff Cable. I'm an officer in AFSCME Local 1902 Group 12, and before that spent 10 years conducting ethics investigations in Metropolitan's Ethics Office. I offer my experience not as a spokesperson, but to provide context for my comments. Recent articles in the LA Times, from the LA City Council, various Twitter feeds, and an online blog called Two Urban Girls, which I believe is loosely affiliated with Black Lives Matter, are alleging institutional retaliation and political abuse of power regarding Metropolitan Management and Chairwoman. On February 23rd, the KUCI radio show Ask a Leader, the allegations arose again and comprised a large portion of the one-hour program, which is becoming pervasive in the media. I understand the Times is working on a follow-up piece as well. The growing perception is that Metropolitan Water District lobbied to remove Charles Trevino, Adan Ortega, and Sylvia Ballin from the Metropolitan Board. This effort was an attempt to remove the Metropolitan Chairwoman's political opponents and silence those leading the struggle for an external investigation into sexual harassment of employees. Public perception is important in the political world, and perceptions become truth. Certainly not all communications regarding agency representatives is nefarious, but context is important. This morning, in the spirit of equal time and fairness, I'd like to ask each of you, President Chavez, Vice President Santana, Directors Fellow and Garcia, if you had any communication with Metropolitan or West Basin regarding Director Trevino before you voted to replace him on the Metropolitan Board, and if so, to provide the context of that communication for the public record. This is not an attempt to garner confidential information. A simple no or yes with general context will suffice. This is your chance to speak to your constituents in the media, those who elected you to office. This is your opportunity to have a public voice and to answer public perception, which I don't believe you've been given the opportunity to do. Thank you.
Thank you. So are there any other hands raised for public comments?
President Chavez, I'd like to respond to that, if I may.
Absolutely.
All right. I just thank you, Mr. Cable, for your comments. So just for the record, I want to make it clear that the Met appointment for Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District had nothing to do with these harassment charges, nor with Metropolitan involved. This was a completely independent event. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments during public?
Yes. Mr. Chavez?
Yes, go ahead. Chavez,
I usually don't comment on these, but I'll give them an answer, and the answer is no. Thank you.
Okay.
I will also say no.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we'll go to item number five, committee reports. And there are three reports in our packet, government affairs, water resources, and administration and finance. Do any of the chairs wish to add to the reports at this time? If not, then we'll just file these reports as submitted. We'll go to item number six, consent calendar. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Trevino, move.
Second, Garcia.
Thank you. It's been moved by Trevino, seconded by Garcia to approve the consent calendar as presented. Let's take a roll call vote on that. We'll start with the Director Fellow.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Trevino.
Aye.
Director Santana.
Aye.
And Director Chavez, aye. Thank you. So that passes on a 5-0 vote. We'll go to item number 7, which is 7A, approved fees for legal services provided by our law firm. There is a recommendation that went before, it went before the administration and finance committee. Is there a motion?
I move approval, Trevino.
Second, Fellow.
It's been moved by Trevino, seconded by Fellow to approve the recommendation that was proposed by the Administration and Finance Committee. Is there any comments or discussion on this item?
Yes, I'd like to thank our current legal team for all their hard work and look forward to working with them.
Okay. Thank you. Let's go ahead and take a roll call vote on this item. We'll start with Director Fellow.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Trevino.
Aye.
Director Santana.
Aye.
Director Chavez. Aye. Item number 7A is passed by a 5-0 vote. We'll go to 7B, which is the lease term extension for the Monrovia office space. There's a recommendation from the Administration and Finance Committee there as well. Is there a motion?
So moved, Trevino.
Second, Fellow.
It's been moved by Trevino, seconded by Director Fellow. Any discussions on this item? If not, then we'll take a roll call vote. We'll begin with Director Fellow.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Trevino.
Aye.
Director Santana.
Aye.
And Director Chavez, aye. It passes by a 5-0 vote. We go to item number 8, which is informational items, press releases and news articles that you may read at your leisure. And then we'll go to item number 9, attorney's report. And he probably wants to thank us for number 7A, I think.
President Chavez, you took the words out of my mouth. But I do want to sincerely thank the board for your consideration on 7A. It's a real privilege to represent the district with its long history of providing services in St. Gabriel Valley. And we're real proud of that as a firm, that we get to be affiliated with a staff and a board that enjoys a lot of respect and in the water community. And also we get to work on some really kind of cool projects with you guys. So we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I heard we're your favorite agency too.
it's like your children, Tony. You know, you better be careful with that one. But I did want to report on a couple of things. Worked on some contracts with staff, the Aaron Reed agreement, and some water filling stations since the last meeting. And just had a report on Assembly Bill 1195. I think we talked about that last time, the proposal to create a South Los Angeles Regional Water Commission to oversee water system deliveries in South Los Angeles. As you know, it's designed to cover the service area of the Water Replenishment District, which is essentially the entire West and Central Basins. And I have, as you may know, another client in that area that was concerned about this. We've had some discussions with some staff for the authors about the intent of this bill. And right now, the statement is that this bill is not intended to go after any of the public bodies, but is intended to address the issues with the small and sometimes failing water systems in that area. We all know about Sativa from several years ago in Compton, but that UCLA study, I think, identified several other areas where there are service and water quality and actually as well as cost issues. So that's the avowed or the ostensibly it's designed to address those issues. But I think as we reported last time, it does create a board with that has five political appointees that will have the power to condemn other water systems. So, you know, I know two clients who will be, keeping an eye on this one to see where it's going. My understanding, it has gone to, got sent out to two committees last week. But I'll continue to be updating the board and Tom on the status of this bill. And my last part of my report is some good news. Late yesterday, Tom and I got, and I may be taking this out of Tom's GM report, but we got notice from Metropolitan that they had done some work in Sacramento and evidently in D.C. as well to get water service workers categorized in a way that will allow them to be vaccinated, I believe, right now. So we're going to have a letter that by the end of business today that will be a letter that the employees could bring to vaccination sites certifying that they are eligible for vaccination. So that just came in yesterday, and we're going to try and get that letter in Tom's hands today so that the employees will have the opportunity to get vaccinated if they so desire. So that concludes my attorney report, and I'm more than happy for any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from the board? If not, then thank you, Mr. O'Neill. And we'll go to item number 10, which is an engineer's report. And we'll go with Mr. Johnson.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, the board and everybody who's online. I apologize for being a couple minutes late. Actually, I have a confession to make. I got here early, but I when I get here early, I always go to the kitchen and make like three pots of coffee so the staff has it when they get here. And I also disinfect the kitchen. So I was disinfecting the kitchen and making coffee, and I came over and I looked down. It was 8:02. I thought, oh my gosh. Then when I got online, I got online at the producer meeting first. I had to get off that one and go back on the other one. So anyway, good morning, everybody. Engineer's report. We have a change, at least. We have rain. So it's not much, folks, but we do have some moisture. It's good. We're really talking about maybe at most a half an inch of rain out of this storm, but it's a start. And a lot of you remember we did have a March miracle years and years ago, and we can certainly use one now. On the report itself, the key well elevation measured on the 5th of March was 197.5. You can see on the chart there that we're down below the 200. That red line is the 200 mark. We try to operate above that 200 mark elevation in the basin. And it's the blue line that's on top. So we are a little bit below that. Unless we get some rain, we've got not much water in storage up in the canyon, so we don't have local water to put in the basin. So unless we get some rainfall, we will probably be under 200 elevation for some time. It actually has dropped another 0.3 of a foot just from last week this time of year. And as you know, as we go into the spring and the summer, we obviously don't put as much water. We don't have rain. We don't put water in the basin. Pumping goes up in the basin, so start to draw the basin down a little bit. This is just normal activity. We do have about 170,000 acre feet in cyclic storage, which is very large amount from historically. It represents about 11 feet. You can see the difference in the two lines. That's the water in cyclic storage. I mentioned canyon storage. We don't have much in the canyon. We're down close to minimum pool. In fact, the water that is above minimum pool is up to what they keep up there to keep the valves and everything wet. So they keep a certain amount of water up in the canyon just to maintain reservoir levels. We're down getting close to that minimum pool elevation. The water above minimum pool up there is most likely not going to end up on our basin. It'll probably be used for direct deliveries for folks that have surface water rights out of the canyon and surface water treatment plants. So there's not much in the canyon right now for us to put in the basin. No water deliveries in the last month from any of the imported water agencies. Rainfall, Pudding Stone, we're sitting at about 35% long-term average at the Pudding Stone station. LA Civic Center, we're sitting about 40% of long-term average. So it's a dry year right now. As I mentioned, we need some more water. And for the finale, we have the water quality. In February, 75 wells were tested in the basin for Title 22 for water quality. In January, 37 wells were sampled under Title 22. There were no new notices of wells shut down due to problems with exceeding the MCL or water quality in the basin. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from our board? If not, then Mr. Johnson, thank you for that report, and we'll go to item number 11, General Manager's Report. Mr. Love?
Thank you, President Sedez. So in addition to the written report, which you have in your packet, a couple of things I want to let the board know that staff are working on this spring, a couple of policy updates. One is we're working to develop a management or executive management employee manual. This is a direction from the board in my performance review that we've started to work on. Secondly is also to review the board policy document. There's a number of updates we've noted over the last 18 months that we need to incorporate. And so we'll be reviewing that and bringing both of those documents back through the Admin and Finance Committee for review. I am continuing to work on a lease agreement with the San Gabriel Valley Economic Partnership to occupy a portion of our new building. So we're in discussions and we're just starting the process of digging into the details of that lease agreement and hope to have something to present to the admin and finance, or I should say the Water Resources and Facility Management Committee, or both committees, probably sometime in April. Also, in all three committee meetings, we have had discussions about the time and date of those committee meetings. We have come to the conclusion in discussion with those committee members that we are going to attempt to schedule all three committees the week prior to the first board meeting of the month. Yesterday at the Government Affairs Committee, the committee determined that the date or time, the day of the week when their meetings will occur in the future will be Monday. It will be the first Monday of the month. The other two committees will meet as scheduled on the 23rd and 25th of March, and we'll have a similar discussion with those committees in an attempt to have all three committees meet Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of the week prior to the board meeting. The last thing I want to bring up is we are engaged in a discussion with the producers and Water Master on Upper District's water rates. Specifically, we need to find a way to pass through the increasing Metropolitan Water District readiness to serve charge. Historically, that charge has been covered by a property tax assessment, which is assessed by Metropolitan on Upper District's behalf. That property's tax assessment will continue. However, the RTS charge now exceeds the revenue collected by that property tax. So we need to find a way to collect that revenue because it will be an increasing expense that Upper District will need to pay to Metropolitan. And so we are now having monthly producer meetings. We had the first conversation back in February, and this morning at 11 o'clock, we'll have our second meeting with the producers on that topic. And that's all I have to report. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from directors? Thank you for the report. And then we'll go to item 12, Metropolitan Report. It's there in our packet. Anything to add, Director Fellow?
Yes, President Chavez. I just wanted to keep you abreast of three important matters that were discussed Monday and Tuesday of this week by the Met Board. And they deal with, one, the continuing investigation of abuses and discriminations in the workforce at MWD. Second, the GM recruitment process. And third, issues dealing with parliamentary procedures. And as far as the first one goes, the continuing investigation, Chairwoman Gloria Gray did speak to our first committee right off the bat on Monday morning. And responding to the continuing LA Times stories about abuses and discrimination in the workforce at MWD. And I think Tom Love sent you her responses yesterday or this week about her response to the supervisors to Sacramento and our staff in Sacramento. And I do have to say that I think the chairwoman and the board, all board members, are dedicated to finding out the problems and finding solutions to these problems dealing with the MWD workforce. Chair Gray eloquently stated the MWD needs to acknowledge the workforce problems, hold its staff to the highest conduct, and reaffirm our commitment to safety and right any wrongs that have been done. And she said we must critically look at our organization, even if it's very painful, and she challenged all of us to do that at MWD. The ethics officer did report that 125 employees have requested interviews with the law firm, the Shaw Group, that is handling the independent investigation. And a district-wide climate assessment has been sent out to employees, and I think 75% of MWD employees have completed that. The deadline for their completion is March 23rd. It was also discussed that directors should have more of an oversight role in ethics problems and in discipline at MWD, and this is something we'll be talking about in the future. During public comments at the board meeting yesterday, one of the speakers talked about a 9-point paper that came up suddenly, which I understood at the time was impressions of more complaints. And some board members wanted to add this as an emergency agenda item. And it appeared some directors knew what it contained, but most of us had absolutely no idea what this was. And last night after my office hours at 9 o'clock, I finally got it. And I'll have Tom send it to you. And it was a statement. I think, Tom, I don't know if you saw that. Did you see the, got is that it's 10 points of MWD and MWD employee looking at the positives of Met and asking the MWD employees to get their input on this. So that I'll have Tom send that to you. As far as the update on the search, all board members must now sign a confidentiality statement by March 23rd. With instructions dealing with the interview procedures and that no closed session information will be disclosed. Next, there will be a special executive session in April when initial interviews will take place by the executive committee. And the board, I think, would like to do this face-to-face at MWD and not over Zoom. And then there will be a special board meeting for directors to interview some of the finalists. So that search is still on track. Issues dealing with parliamentary procedures was surprising for me, having conducted the MWD general meetings and having conducted a lot of committee meetings, that there's no handbook of parliamentary procedures. And the board did vote yesterday to start the process of looking at some kind of common rules. When controversies exist in board meetings, the procedures should be across the board at all committee meetings. So we're going to, the lawyer is probably going to draft a policy manual get that to the board in sometime this summer. So that's my report this week. And I thank you for listening and answer any questions if you have them.
Thank you, Director Fellow. Any questions from the board? If not, then we'll proceed on item number 14, Water Master Report. I'm sorry, 13, Water Quality Report. That report's in the packet. Nothing to add. Item number 14, Water Master Report. Anything that needs to be added there?
It's in the pack, and the management Watermaster, the committee will meet this afternoon.
Okay, sounds good. We'll go to item number 15, AB 1234, compliance reports. That's in our packet too. Anything that needs to be added to that? If not, then we'll go to director's comments, and we'll start off with Dr. Fellows.
I have nothing to add. Just make sure you set your time this weekend so you can be on time to the board meeting. We go an hour ahead. Thank you.
So we're going to start our next meeting at 7 a.m.?
No. No, it'll be way earlier.
Yeah. It'll still be early. All right. Well, thank you for that. And we'll go to Director Garcia.
Board I have reports. Nothing to add.
Thank you, Director Trevino.
I have nothing.
Thank you. Director Santana?
Nothing. Thank you.
Thank you. And for myself, I think everything's been good. I've been having several meetings with Tom Love, our general manager, and looks like he's doing a fantastic job keeping me informed and what's going on with staff and some of our policies. So I just wanted to give him a plug that he's doing a great job. So thank you, Tom.
Thank you, President Chavez.
With that, we'll go to item number 17, future agenda items. Any items that need to be come before the board of directors? If not, then our attorney, any closed session items that we need to go into?
There are no closed session items today, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. So, Mr. Love, any other business before the board that we need to dispense with?
Not at this time. Thank you.
So be it. Then at this time, I want to thank everyone for joining us for this morning meeting. And at this time, we'll go ahead and adjourn. Thank you.